Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Reedy.
You've got mail.
It's time.
You have mail.
For Reedy's mail.
Well done, Reedy.
And it's time for one of our more popular segments at Triple M. Reedy's mail. Reedy, are you there?
I'm here, guys. I'm here.
Okay. Mate, what's this mail you've got about James Graham?
Yeah, look, obviously been a lot of focus on the Dragons early on in the competition. We actually caught up with James Graham earlier this week and asked him about his future. He's actually got an option in his contract for next year. It's James's option. And basically asked him about what his plans were, what he was thinking. The Dragons are happy to play ball with him, and James basically said he'd be guided by how he's playing. But I got the sense from James Graham he's going to go around again. And look, the Dragons are quite content to let James make that decision. He may not be the force he is on the field in these days, but in terms of what he offers off the field, it can't be measured. Well, you know, you basically can't pay for what James Graham gives that football side off the field. So, you know, there's been a bit of criticism of his form over the opening couple of weeks of the year, like a lot of the Dragons players. But I'll get the sense that James will go around again, and the Dragons will be happy to have him go around again, just purely because of his leadership more than anything.
Yeah, really, I actually said this when the Dragons actually signed him from the Bulldogs. They're talking about offering a 3-year deal. I thought 2 years would be sufficient just because he's been playing first grade since, what, 17, 18? To play in that position, to play the way that he does with the passion he does, at some stage, you know, it's going to catch up with you.
Yeah, you can see when... You go, Reedy?
No, you go, Em.
You can see when he comes back on that just how much his presence alone really lifts the side. And you see so many players. I mean, they're obviously all barking orders out there, but I don't think I can see anyone from that sideline view yelling more at his teammates than James Graham. And young Blake Laurie spoke during the week ahead of him obviously starting in place of Frizzell. And he basically said during the off-season, James Graham called him and said, let's go and have a coffee, mate. James Graham initiated it and said, mate, what are your goals? What do you want to do this year? This is what you need to do. And James Graham initiated that. So that's just one example of his incredible leadership.
Yeah, I'm glad you're supportive, Em, because I saw him here earlier. I'm going to go down and tell him now that both Wendell Saylor and Brent Rudrick hasn't got it anymore. Keep it away. I've got him on speed dial.
That's right.
Hello, Reedy.
Hello, how are you? I don't think there's any doubt he's lost a step in the last probably 12 months. But as I said, you know, you talk to the Dragons, they'll tell you that he's the guy who gets in the face of the opposition. He's the guy who targets basically the most dangerous or aggressive forward in the opposition. And that's such a valuable commodity for your forward pack when you've got a bloke like that who inspires with his actions.
Yeah, good backpedalling. Well done, Rick.
Yeah. What's that reverse sound?
Oh, this is a stitch-up.
Yeah. I'm with you, mate. Don't worry. I'm feeling you.
Thanks, Del. Thanks. You're a good man.
Reedy, what about Dylan Brown? What's the latest there?
Yeah, well, obviously, we had a tell first of all. I met Dylan Brown, and you were off him completely rude, weren't you, over his comments that basically suggested he's going to go fishing and have a smell around. Look, as I said the other night, the Dragons are desperate. To get him signed and extended, and he's obviously got another year on that contract, but it's on a very minimum wage because they have to upgrade him to get him in the top 30. Look, the Warriors offered him a deal, I think it was 5 years around the $3 million mark. I spoke to a couple of recruitment guys in the wake of what Dylan Brown said on Thursday, and I said, what do you think this kid would be worth if he goes the whole year and plays first grade, and if he does that, he'll probably win Rookie of the Year. And they said, $3 million will be nothing compared to what he'll get if he's still off contract. Come November 1, he spends the entire year in first grade, which he looks like he will. So, you know, Parramatta are desperate to get him done, and no one can blame them. But if he bides his time, and you take a risk if you do that, don't you? Because you take the risk of injury or your form drops off. But if he bides his time, there's a hell of a lot of money out there for that kid.
Well, he doesn't want to do a Blake Austin, though.
No, exactly. Well, we all
Whereas he negotiated for less.
Yeah, well, I think it's a different set of circumstances, I think, in this case. I mean, you know, there's only upside with, I guess, Dylan Brown because he's only played one game, whilst Blake had played a long time and his form sort of dropped a fair bit last year. So, still, I know you'd be desperate for Parramatta to get him done and dusted, wouldn't you?
Well, the last thing in the world we should be talking about now is money. You know, he'd had a really good debut last week. The club had looked after him. Now, I'd like to think that those conversations will come a little bit further down the track. You know, Blake Austin, he was an established first grader when he decided to take his chance. And, mate, I understand the nature of the beast and the business and all that kind of thing, but I was a little bit disappointed to read. But having said that, you know, if you're asked a question, you answer it, and that's obviously what Dylan did.
Yeah.
I didn't like the fishing component that I suppose was mentioned in there. But
he likes fishing.
I'd also, don't we all? I'd also like to think that, you know, when the time comes to be making decisions, that he will consider where he got a start and who's been looking after him the last couple of years. And that's, you know, I do have a vested interest, obviously.
Mm. Well, he strikes me as a pretty loyal sort of guy. The impression I get from him, from the little I've had to deal with him, he seems like a guy who's very grounded, very family orientated, and he strikes me as a guy who's really loyal. So, you know, that's a massive tick in Parramatta's favour.
Okay, so obviously it's election day today. We've all been to the local school to vote, and you should have seen the queue at Laparoo's public. Fair dinkum, it nearly went back to the snake pit.
I could have got it. 10 of your best years of your life, weren't they? Laparoo's public. I've voted. I couldn't find Jacinda Ardern. I'm voting for anyone. How impressive is she?
She's fantastic. But this election, obviously. Yeah. The main topic has been this stadium rebuild. Yeah. And where is this all at right now, Reedy?
Well, this is a massive day for rugby league in Sydney and for the NRL, because the guy just hopped on my scooter with my young fellow and cruised down to the local school and got the vote in. And while I was there, I was thinking, you know, this has got massive ramifications for rugby league in the city, because if the government changes hand, it's all off the table. Not just the stadiums, but the grand finals, because the NRL's made a commitment to play the next 25 grand finals in Sydney as part of a deal against ANZ and Allianz Stadium redone. Now, the opposition's basically said they're going to blow that plan up. And if that happens, I would suggest, basically, I've spoken to people around the NRL this week, and the suggestion is they want to know within a week or you know, within a fortnight, what the plan is. And if the plan is not to do what the government said they were going to do, the current government said they were going to do, they're going to go to market with the grand finals. Now, they cost themselves a lot of money by locking them in for 25 years. I mean, I'm hearing figures around, you take the grand final to Melbourne, you're talking upwards of $10 million. Brisbane, probably maybe not that much because the stadium's not that big. One of the options that was explained to me was if it goes on the road, then maybe it's a four-year cycle where it goes Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Auckland, and they use it in Auckland to help the Warriors get a new stadium as well. And that's what could potentially happen if the stadium deal gets blown up. We could see the grand final become a showpiece that gets taken around on a yearly basis to cities where rugby league survives and thrives, and it's used to grow the game. And poor old Sydney doesn't get the stadiums it desperately needs, and the grand final goes.
Well, here's a bit of trivia for you, Reedy. I went to school with Michael Daly. He's a fantastic bloke. I could have had a word to him for you.
Fan, isn't he?
He's massive. He's at all South games, and he's a real good fella. So that's not to say what my political persuasion is, but I did go to school with the bloke.
Who did you vote for?
I'm not going to say, Del.
Why?
Well, I don't think it's like saying to you, how much do you get paid a year? You know, don't ask that question.
I do it for the love of it, mate.
Knowing how loyal you are, Maroon, you probably voted for Gladys, right?
For who, mate?
For Gladys.
Oh, look, I don't want to say, mate. I didn't go to school with Gladys.
Knowing your level of loyalty to the bloke you went to school with, you deserve it in election day,
wouldn't you? I'm thinking donkey vote myself, anyway.
It's not that easy. You go in there, that's like a bloody tablecloth they give you and they want you to put one tick on it. And then they're talking about, you know, the recycling and the environment.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
True.
Anyway, Reedy, we'll...
We
might know more about the election toward the end of the game this afternoon. Good to catch up with you, mate.
Yeah, great stuff. I'll see you tomorrow, Sterling.
I look forward to it. James Graham's coming in.
Oh, great. We'll talk about his future.
Saturday Triple M NRL.